With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A huge snowstorm in the Northeast forces millions to stay home, disrupts flights, and closes schools.
The sound of shovels scraping concrete in Brooklyn as New Yorkers like Vince Lisi dig out with up to 2 feet of snow in some areas of the Big Apple.
Just got to take small shovelfuls.
Meanwhile, more than 3 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast like Rhode Island, where National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Perella says
there is the expectation that we will see several reports up above 36 inches here before all is said and done.
The bomb cyclone causing power outages, closing schools and airports, downing trees and creating loads of issues. I'm Julie Walker.
Secret Service agents shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to a shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
British police have arrested Peter Mandelson, a former UK ambassador to the United States, in a misconduct probe stemming from his ties with Jeffrey Epstein. London's Metropolitan Police Force said officers arrested a 72-year-old man on suspicion of misconduct in public office at an address in North London. Police are investigating Mandelson over documents suggesting he passed sensitive government information to Epstein a decade and a half ago. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 821 points, the S&P lower by 71. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee are working on a gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions. But it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is facing his first crisis within the Catholic Church. A breakaway conservative group has rejected the Vatican's offer of talks. The position of the Society of Pius X suggests a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. The SSPX counts over 700 priests and 264 seminarians, which poses a real threat to the Vatican. This is SRN News. President Trump's latest tariff threat helped send stocks lower.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after President Donald Trump ramped up his latest tariffs. Investors continued to unload companies that could be losers in the artificial intelligence revolution. The S&P 500 fell 1% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 821 points. That's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.1%. Cybersecurity and software stocks had some of the biggest losses. The dollar's value edged lower against other currencies, while gold continued to rise as Trump's latest tax levies on imports caused more uncertainty about global trade markets. Seth Sutel, New York.
Lindsay Vonn says she nearly lost her left leg following a crash at the Milan Cortina Olympics. Vonn detailed the extent of her injuries in an Instagram post. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.